Hi, I'm David Knight from DavidKnightBondage.com, the very best in damsels in distress. Whether I'm writing a bondage movie or just editing gag girl photos, I always listen to the best music on the web. BDSM Radio EU.
Tonight I have a special guest from the other side of the ocean. I have in my program David Knight from DavidKnightBondage.com and many other bondage movie websites. Hello David, welcome in the show and tell us something more about yourself and about your BDSM life, of course.
Hi Tom, very glad to be here first of all. Thank you so much for inviting me.
You're welcome.
And I'm from the USA in the state of Washington, which is way up in the left-hand corner when you look at the map up there, a place called Seattle. We're right below Canada and a little bit above California.
Far away.
That's where I live, and we do all our work. And I've been at this for a lot of years. And what we do actually is what we call over here, at least, damsel in distress type bondage on our site, which is your kidnapped rich girls and your captured spies and all that kind of fun stuff. Kind of like you see on TV, but sexier.
James Bond in bondage.
There you go. You got it.
On which age you discover BDSM feelings by yourself?
Well, I'll tell you, I was actually, when I first got the feelings, too young to know what I was feeling. I was 5 or 6, and I was playing in my living room, and the TV was on. And I looked up, and there was a movie on with the bad guys that just tied and gagged a couple of girls. And as young as I was, I remember just stopping. Everything stopped and being fascinated and watching that. And the rest, as they say, is history. You go through the time of thinking you're the only one in the world that likes this stuff, but you learn that there's a whole lot of us.
Yeah, this is the same age as myself that I
really?
Discovered it. Yes, yes.
Terrific.
Yeah. I was always the bad guy in police games.
You did. We did the same stuff, then, Tom. Yep. I'd get the neighborhood kids with the girls playing. They kidnap the girls and everything. And
yes, yes, I recognize it.
The bad guys are fun.
Yeah. At what point did you get the idea to be a producer in bondage movies?
What point was basically when VHS videotapes came out, and of course adult people started immediately making adult movies, and they had bondage videos, and I was unhappy with what I was seeing, and I just said, man, I could do better than this. And as it turned out, I think I could, and that's kind of what got me started with wanting to do that and learning how to tie. This was way before there was an internet or anything
yeah.
like that, so you had to look at pictures in magazines and stuff to learn some of this stuff. But I was able to do it.
What was the title of your first movie, and what was it about?
Well, Tom, my first movie by myself was clear back in 1990, and it was called The Asian Web. A company called Harmony was allowing, amateur, if you will, producers to make movies and send them into them, and they would release it, and that gave me an outlet to make one. And so that was about white slavers and a girl that got caught by the bad guys, and that was my very first one. My first one, once I got on the internet, was something called Daddy's Girl, and my partner Juliet and I made that with a beautiful girl called Sinja Wells, and she was a rich girl whose real rich daddy cut off her money, so she arranged to have herself kidnapped so that she could get a ransom and keep the ransom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Me being the bad guy, I turned on her. Well, I split it with her, and I tied her up about 50 different ways in that, and it's still one of my favorite movies.
Very fine, yeah. How do you get actors and actress models?
Well, since there is now, again, when I first started, it was rough because there was no internet and there were no what we call traveling bondage models back then, and I used all amateur girls. We still use a whole lot of amateurs. We find them sometimes on some of the modeling sites. like a Model Mayhem or whatever. And others, I mean, we've run into them in grocery stores. Just got talking. We went to a rock concert and got talking to three girls sitting next to us, and two of the three ended up modeling for us. So, and plus there are a lot of professional models that travel from place to place and actually make their living doing this too. And we, once in a while, we'll get one of them way up here where I am at.
Yeah, but the USA is very large. Do you get models from the whole US?
I do. It's just, we're way up in the corner. We're not by Hollywood or, you know, New York City or any of the big places. So they don't get up here where we're at as often as we'd like. But they do come on up occasionally, and we've had quite a few well-known names that have worked for us too, yes.
Do you have a story writer for movies, or do you write your own stories for movies?
I write all of it myself. We don't have any story writers. I come up with ideas, and sometimes other people will come up with ideas that I will turn into a story. We also do custom movies too, and so sometimes with those you have to do what the customer wants, obviously, on those, but usually they just have ideas, and I'll take their ideas and turn it into an actual movie, add things to it to make it good and all.
And how do you get your inspiration?
Oh, just about anything. I'll get an idea, or someone will mention something. Like somebody will say, hey, have you used an aerobic instructor? No, I haven't, but that's a good idea. Somebody wanted to know if we'd ever done anything with police women, because they liked women in uniform, and I hadn't. But by golly, we ended up doing them, a whole bunch of them, and they're very, very popular. We have military officers and police women and nurses and French maids, and it seems that men like girls in uniforms just as much as girls like men in uniforms.
Well, it is time for the first record. You sent the Golden Earrings, and that is a Dutch group.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right or love.
I love it.
Yeah, it's very good music.
Ow!
BDSM Radio, always shocking. I have an interview with David Knight, owner and producer from DavidKnightBondage.com in the USA. Do you have one studio, or do you use more locations for your movies or photos?
Tom, we have, if you want to call it a studio, we basically shoot mostly out of Juliet's house. But she has a big wooded property, so we have lots of outdoor locations. We can chase the girls through the woods and tie them up to trees and everything like that. And we also have a couple different houses that we shoot at occasionally, and we've even gone up to Mount Rainier, which is a huge, huge mountain nearby here, and we rented a chalet up there for a couple days and tied up girls in the snow and had deer running around, and so we're all over, but mostly just up and down in the house.
It looked like fairy tale locations.
Oh, it was beautiful. Yeah, that's another one that's up on our internet site, and so you can find it there.
And then the question: can you live from your movie job, or do you have like me a regular job?
For most of the time, we started back in 1999 on the internet, and up to about a year and a half, 2 years ago, I had a regular job that I worked, and we just filmed and did all the rest of the stuff on the weekends, and I was able to retire here, had enough years, so I retired about 2 years ago now, and just do this full-time and make the best living we can from it. Like every place else, times are tight and money is tight, but we're keeping on. We've been around a long time now.
You go on with your hobby.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm retired now.
Yeah, we call that in the Netherlands the Switzer levengevoel, the Swiss life feeling.
Yeah, it's good. It beats working.
Yeah, working with the things you like.
Oh. I love my job.
Yeah, it is a nice job. I love to have such a job too. Which film?
We have to talk more, sir, when this is done.
Movies from the Netherlands.
Yes.
Which film did you find the most fun to make?
I think the most fun, they're all your babies, kind of, but I think the one I'm probably proudest of and had the most fun with was called Track of the Outlaw. And that was actually a bondage, full-length bondage western, where the model played a cowgirl that was a deputy sheriff over here in the Wild West, and I was the outlaw, the bad guy she was trying to track down, and of course she didn't do a very good job, and I caught her. And so we did that whole thing outside, and it was just a blast. We had a great time, and I'm very proud of it.
That was the first Western BDSM movie, I think.
I think it may be. I don't think I've seen anybody else that has done one quite like this. We put a lot of work into it, and it turned out just great.
And yeah, you called her name, Juliet. Tell us more about her.
Juliet, it's Juliet Hart, and she has her own website here, too. She is both my good friend and been my partner since day one. She and I started out living together, boyfriend and girlfriend, for about a year. And she'd never been tied up before she met me, but I'll tell you, she sure has been now. But I taught her everything I knew, and she took it and ran with it, and she is very, very good at what she does now. And so I do most of the picture work on the site, and she does most of the video work as far as all the editing and everything like that, and it is a true partnership that we both get in on. And again, we've known each other for what, about 13 years now, and to say I'm very, very proud of her doesn't even tell any of the story. She's just absolutely terrific.
Partners for life.
Yes.
What are your websites, and what can we find on it?
Okay, well, Tom, thanks for asking. We have three different websites, and also a Clips for Sale store also. And the websites, our flagship website is davidknightbondage.com.
Yeah.
And that's Knight with a K, not Knight like it's dark outside. DavidKnightBondage.com. And then we also have JulietHart.com. And she spells hers H-E-A-R-T, if anybody wants to look it up. And then we have DominationDreams.com. And Clips for Sale store is at the Clips for Sale site, and that's called Gagged Girls Tied Tight. And if I don't want to take too much time here, but the davidknight.com is your damsel in distress bondage site, and mostly male villains and a lot of real big storylines and stuff. Lots of photos. We sell DVDs. We have streaming. We do all of that. On Juliet Hart, it is girl-on-girl bondage and kind of femme domination on other girls. And then Domination Dreams is an actual femdom site where the girls dominate the guys on that one. And the Clips for Sale site, we put up all our DVDs one at a time on there and put them down so that people that just want a scene or two or don't want to order a DVD through the mail. Well, we sell a lot of DVDs to Europe, but a lot of people like to get on Clips and get it that way. They can find all our stuff there.
They can download it.
They can download it that way, you bet.
Yes. Well, we go to the second song.
BDSM Radio. It's the sound that bites you.
If there is a girl listening to your interview and she wants to be a model or actress on your films, how she can reach you?
Well, you can reach me. The easiest way is probably through the davidknightbondage.com website. There's a contact area on that, and it's davidknight@davidknightbondage.com will get me an email, and that's usually about the easiest way to do it, and is just to email me. We do have. They can get a hold of Juliet, and you have been so kind as to put our banners and links on your links page. So anyone that wants to go direct that way can just check out the links on your radio station there, and yeah. find us that way. But we're always looking for new models. So if anyone is interested, please do get a hold of us.
I hope lots of girls mail you now.
Me too. Me too. Without a model, you're nothing. You've got to have the pretty girl.
The do-by-yourself bondage is not successful.
Yeah, not as ugly as I am.
It's the same for me too. The last part from the interview is making a jingle for the BDSM Radio 1 channel, and that goes something like this. Hello, I'm David Nartia, and you know it, and you have made a jingle by your own. I read, and I say, go for it.
You ready to go?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, I'm David Knight from DavidKnightBondage.com, the very best in damsels in distress. Whether I'm writing a bondage movie or just editing gag girl photos, I always listen to the best music on the web, BDSM Radio EU.
Yes, that's a very good one. You'll hear it soon on the BDSM Radio Channel 1 with always the music. So you heard yourself lots of times.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Okay. And then we are ending the interview. Am I too fast? Did I? No, I'm not forgetting any question. I see.
No, I. You know, you've got a great some great questions here, and mostly I appreciate your time, and I hope your listeners. We'll come on by and take a look at what we do. We'd love to see them. And I am a very friendly guy, so feel free to write me anytime you want about anything, and I'll try and get back to you just as soon as I can.
Now, Ineel, thanks for the interview, and I wish you very good luck with your BDSM life and your BDSM movies and websites. And, I hope to hear you soon again.
Oh, just say the word. I had a blast here, so thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you too.
Bye-bye for now. Hi, I'm David Knight from DavidKnightBondage.com, the very best in damsels in distress. Whether I'm writing a bondage movie or just editing gag girl photos, I always listen to the best music on the web, BDSM Radio EU.